Everybody's got that chapter of dark and darker days. Saturn seems to be returning and his essence can't be tamed. Some we like to fight it, try and plan a secret attack. But the more you push it, the more it's pushing you back. So you can't rush your healing. Darkness has its teachings. Love is never leaving.
You. This morning's meditation comes from the Book of Daniel. In the first year of Darius, son of Xerxes, who was made ruler over the Babylonian kingdom, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood from the scriptures, according to the word of the Lord given to Jeremiah, the prophet, that the desolation of Jerusalem would last 70 years. So I turned to the Lord God and pleaded with God in prayer and petition and fasting, and in sackcloth and ashes. I prayed to the Lord my God and confessed, Lord, the great and awesome God who keeps God's covenant of love with those who love God and keep God's commandments. We have sinned and done wrong. We have been wicked and have rebelled. We have turned away from your commands and laws. We have not listened to your servants, the prophets, who spoke in your name to our kings, our queens, our princes, our princesses, our ancestors, and to all the people of the land. Lord, you are righteous, but this day we are covered with shame. And the people of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem and all Israel, both near and far in all the countries where you have scattered us, because of our unfaithfulness to you. We and our kings and queens, our princes and princesses, our ancestors are covered with shame, Lord, because we have sinned against you. The Lord, our God, is merciful and forgiving, even though we have rebelled against God. We have not obeyed the Lord our God or kept the laws God gave us through God's servants, the prophets. And all Israel has transgressed your law and turned away, refusing to obey you. Daniel chapter 9. This morning's music that accompanies our reading is from a song by Trevor Hall, You Can't Rush Your Healing. His song is inspired by his grandmother's wisdom that is at times such a wonderful gift. He has lyrics like confusion clouds the heart, but it also points the way. Yet this song is much about time in its expansive healing nature. A song that he writes to nurture the soul, to refresh the mind and restore hearts. And there's something about this song of healing in time. Daniel speaks of this exile that Jeremiah prophesied to the people. And through this time, it is the hope that the Hebrew people will learn of their transgressions, of their sins, and their shame. And yet, as each prophet continues to point out, they do not. Generation after generation, they fail. They transgress. There is shame. And yet they plead their case to God. Isn't this quite familiar in our case? That often we think we know all the ways, we think we can do all the things and realize we have failed. That we too have shame. That we too have transgressed against God. But what a beautiful thing it is to have time. Time in the midst of our healing, time in the midst to realize and confess, time in the midst to uncover even our shame. Time in the midst of our healing. So today, I want you to think about what time has done for your own healing. I want you to think of time, or a time, or even time now in which you may need to take a moment to confess. Confess your own sin, confess your own shame, confess whatever may be on your heart. And may we together take this time to heal. May we together take this time to be restored. May we take this time to remember redemption. Amen.
Mama, well, she told me time is such a wonderful gift. You're not running out, you're really running in. Confusion clouds the heart, but it also points the way. Quiet down the mind, the more the song will play. So you can.